Some of the irregularities that I noticed were the financial statements that were drawn up were different from the physical bank account. That kind of irregularity is not uncommon, but it's also, the numbers were just so ridiculous that it was blatant.
Did any board question this?
Yes.
And what did you say?
Well, I said I'd look into it. It could be a bank error. It could be a mistake on our part. I mean, that's not uncommon to make mistakes.
Like, what would a typical error be that they would ask about?
Well, I should really start, I guess, from the beginning. The things that made it noticeable and that boards would find it weird is when they have bounce checks. That's the first red flag. Why would you have a bounce check? We have XYZ in the account. We write XYZ a month. You know, why we have bounce checks? And especially when the financial statements would say, oh, we have $350,000 in the account, and then how are we bouncing a check? So everyone, you know, was okay, like, no big deal, let's look into it. You know, we just want to get reimbursed for bounce check fees.
Right.
$35. Mm-hmm. Which Michael was happy to give him $35.
And how would you explain the bounce checks?
Well, at the meetings, I would just say I would have to look into it. Okay. You know, because I didn't have the information readily available. I personally had nothing to do with the finances being drawn up or the finances that I presented. What I presented was given to me by Michael to bring to the board, and then the board would review it at their meetings. It started becoming excessive. When 3 weeks worth of payroll for employees would bounce, when they would go to, you know, cash their checks, that's when it really started to hit, you know, home that something was wrong. You know, it's not like, oh, a bounce check here, bounce check there. It's when it became really consistent that the board started to take notice and started to dig a little bit deeper.
Can I just ask you, when you say really consistent, is that like over how long a period of time is really consistent?
I worked there for 2 years, and bounce checks was the norm. Every month there'd be bounce checks.
Right.
Maybe account B would have a bounce check, but account A would be fine, you know. And I really didn't know enough about the business, and I didn't know enough about how to run a corporation to really take any notice until the later half of my tenure there. I would have to draw out physically how the accounting practices worked for it to really make sense. On an accounting perspective, everything looked normal, as it always does until, you know, the shit hits the fan.
Did you talk to your colleagues there about what was going on?
Yes, I did.
What did they say?
I did. They're all fully aware of it. Everybody will sing like a canary if, for some strange reason, the IRS or FBI chain the door. But they don't do anything about it. And that's where I broke the mold.
And is what you did about it quit?
Yes, and tell the buildings. I said I can no longer guarantee the sanctity of your funds. You fight yourself every single day going to work because you have a family. You have, you know, your own set of responsibilities. And as long as you have a paycheck, should you keep going? My father and my grandparents yelled at me. They said, you're an idiot.
For
quitting. Even after reading your article, they say you're still an idiot because you never leave a job without having another job. So going to work every single day was distressing, to say the least. You fight with yourself. You know, you say, Is it my place to destroy this person's livelihood, even though they're crooked?